So we've been debating at work this week at the station, what constitutes a collection?
You came in early Monday morning and you asked me what makes a collection.
Well, I really think that I have heard something that you only have to have three of something to have a collection.
No one denies that you've heard this.
Right.
We just can't say that that's the official start of a collection.
Right.
And the conversations then went to, well, it has to be intent. It depends what you're putting together.
Right. And you had the point that if you have three, like, Monets or...
I consider that a collection.
That's a collection.
But if I have three coffee mugs...
in my cabinet.
That's just coffee mugs.
Well, I went to an event at the Shiloh Museum for Ozark History in Springdale, and there were people there that had collections. I mean, 2,000 beer bottles from around the world.
Yes.
Over 21 unique accordions. It's a collection.
Yes, it is.
And then there was a man that also had, you remember? Well, I don't know if you remember, but when ice was delivered to homes.
No, I don't remember that. But thank you. But thank you for thinking that. No, I don't remember that.
But this man had all these, you know, all these ice tools.
Right.
Anyways. Well, the following is a collection of sounds and descriptions from collectors at that event. Alan Lord begins, she's the director of the museum, by telling us a little bit about the history of the Cabin Fever Reliever.
We started the Cabin Fever Reliever as our open house, holiday open house, back in 2009. Because in 2008, we had all the roofs off on our building, and we weren't able to do one in December when we had been doing it. So in 2009, we started the Cabin Fever Reliever as a January open house because there's not that much to do in early January, and it's been pretty well attended. We started in 2010 with the collector's edition, we call it, of the Cabin Fever Reliever, and it fits so well into what we do, and it's such a joy. Even if people aren't collectors, to come in and this wide variety of objects that people collect is amazing.
Oh, Mary Quaz. And most of this stuff would have been used for when people cooked at a fireplace. So you had these long tools, long-handled tools, and the heavy pots and things. You would sit over the fire with your pot on it, these trivets. And then these choppers, also are hand-wrought, and they're for, like, vegetable choppers, kraut choppers. I don't know the exact dates on these, but they would be, like, 19th century, you know, through 1800s, that period. And they can... I mean, that's what they were doing way back, so it's difficult for me to really date them, but they're early. And you see a few of these pieces are marked by the blacksmith that made them. And like this on this pan, that's a spatula, but that you can tell is an early piece because that was the shape of them when they were early. We really like to look for ones where there's that twisting in the handle or the little curly cues up where they hung them, or, you know, some of these that have little decorations on the shaft.
What I have here is a collection of Volksmarching medals. It's Volksmarching medals.
Okay.
It's an international walking club. There are clubs throughout Europe and also here in the United States. In fact, there's a club in Bentonville. All the little towns in Europe would have a walk, and they used it to raise money and also for tourism. And these are just some of the medals from some of those towns, and you would sign up to go for a walk, and you would go to the town and go and walk for either 10 kilometers or 20 kilometers, so 6 or 12 miles, and you keep track of how many walks you've been on and how many kilometers you've walked, and you send that to the International Society, and then they send you back, they keep track of it for you, and they send you back pins and things like that. And so most of these are from Europe, from about 1977 through 1981. And then I have some ones from the stateside, ones that we went to up until about the 1990s. And then here is the little the walking stick, which I carried through most of the walks. And each little bitty town would have these little shields, and you could put them on your walking stick. Or I think I've got about 25 or 30. And some of them are from different countries. This one's from Spain. This one's the Leaning Tower of Pisa here on this one.
It it was a pottery that was founded by John Frank in 1933. The clay that they use is from Oklahoma and always has been, which makes it pretty well unique. That plus the fact of that and the type of glaze they use, which is called a rutile glaze. The dishware and stuff was very, very popular in the 50s and 60s mainly. Yeah. The easiest way is because it says Francoma on the bottom. It either says Francoma, or if it's a small piece, it will have the initials FP. But they're nearly all marked. Yeah, so you can tell. Probably my favorite piece I will never own. I will never find it. It's bookends, and it's a Cotamundi, which is a little animal, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And no, you can't find it. I've seen one pair.
How many pieces do you have?
There's a club actually up in Bentonville.
Oh, upward of 500. Probably. Pam Redfern.
Thank you, Pam.
Yes, ma'am.
A vibrating apparatus, and it is supposed to cure. You put this part on the body part, like if you have a headache or if you have a pain in your back or whatever, and then this little arm vibrates all the way down, and it's supposed to relieve the pain. These are the education collections here at the Shiloh Museum, or these are part of it, and these are, we have our collections that we preserve, and we also have our collections that we use for education that are hands-on. So these are the things that the kids get to touch that we use for school programs or history camp or that kind of thing.
And your name is?
I'm Pody Gay. I'm the education manager.
My name is Douglas Kidd. I have played with these Joes some 50 years ago, and several of them are the ones that I played with when I was his size. And over the years, I have found them at flea markets, yard sales. Some of my friends that used to have them gave them to me, traded them to me, and I just got enthused on trying to get every one of them that they made. And I'm very close to it. Very few of the very hard to get pieces. There's a blue airplane that I'm missing. G.I. Joe actually made a female nurse to go with them in 1968. I'm missing that. One or two of the vehicles, but I've about got everybody else.
I'm Margaret Snyder. I've been collecting salt and pepper shakers for probably 55 years. The first one I bought was in the Ozarks, and that started my collection. And then I've looked for unusual collections. And I have a cabinet that I store them in, and it got full, so I stopped collecting.
How does the weenie dog work?
Well, I've never used it, but I think you'd have to hold your hand over the back of it for salt, and then hold your hand over the front of it for pepper. And, I've never used it, but interview Carol. She's got a nice collection.
I have a collection of some miniatures that I had, back when we had the little printer cases and the little spaces. I have those. But I love the little chairs, every one of them. But I just like them because of the look of them.
How many do you have?
I counted more than I thought. I think I have over 50. And a couple, that's not too bad. And a couple of little stools, and then a couple of tables. But I like the ones that were handmade maybe for a little girl. And then today, one of the other exhibitors brought me this because she heard that I was coming. And this is a chair in a bottle. So she wanted me to have it. I thought that was awful sweet.
Support for KUAF comes from George's Majestic Lounge and Fayetteville Roots, presenting bluegrass recording artist The Steel Wheels with Three Penny Acre next Tuesday, January 22nd. Doors open at 7 with the show beginning at 8. Limited table seating is available. George's Majestic Lounge.com for tickets or more information.